The debrief, April 29, 2024. Big shakeup with the NFL on CBS. I know you guys saw this earlier today. Boomer Esiason, Phil Sims are out. Matt Ryan and J.J. Watt will now be in a full-time role with James Brown, Nate Burleson, Bill Cowher.
So Cowher survives the shakeup.
Although it does add later in this article, later in the New York Post article at least, that there could be more coming since all of those guys are at the end of their contracts.
The best thing to happen to Cowher is that Bill Belichick decided to go do the Pat McAfee thing and not want to go work for an established media entity and go do the NFL Today for a year.
Mm-hmm.
I'm guessing McAfee's paying more.
I think Pat can pay a lot of people a lot of money.
So I think that helped Bill keep his job. Mm-hmm. They're getting younger. They're replacing guys that played in the 80s with guys who retired in the last 10 years or so. I get that part of it. I think Boomer's great. I'm not just saying that because he works with Greg in New York. And I don't think Matt Ryan really brings much of anything.
So I'm gonna be honest.
I think Matt Ryan's about as boring and bland as it gets.
Well, now you're saying this, and I got in trouble for saying it last time. I think I might have said it to Aditi, though, who's his coworker, technically. I don't even agree with Boomer on necessarily that much stuff, like his opinions. But Boomer's compelling to watch. Even in that desk role where
he's really good at TV.
I don't really necessarily think all the time they're looking for those guys to be at each other's throats. It's can you just deliver good, quick analysis and be willing to be critical? And I thought Boomer always checked those boxes.
He was the only guy on that show consistently during the playoffs that kept picking Kansas City, which in retrospect is pretty odd. But that's what happened. They were in Baltimore. All the guys on the set picked the Ravens. He picked the Chiefs. They're at the Super Bowl. Everybody in Vegas is picking the Niners. He picked the Chiefs.
Do you know what else, Boomer, I think?
Now he's out of a job.
I don't think he was unique in this regard, but I'm trying to rack my brain for players who would check these boxes. And Ryan's an example of a guy who I don't think is going to do this. I think you have a better chance most of the time with an analyst, a player-turned-analyst, for that analyst to be critical if they weren't, like, a great player. Orlovsky's a great analyst of football.
Did you see what Orlovsky just said?
No.
Tell Mulsey and the Donnie Football Debrief what Orlovsky just said.
He might not
know. What, the tweet that you replied to?
Yes.
That the Steelers should go after Deebo Samuel.
Whoa. Anyway, Ryan Clark, good football player and great analyst, you know, very good football player. My point is with Boomer, the guy won MVP, but he was willing to be highly critical. I don't think that's a regular trait for really good players. For example, you know what my biggest fear about TJ or JJ Watt on this show is? I think he's got too many good friends around the league who are still playing.
He's got one who played here and got ripped off.
If TJ Watt,
when it came to the defensive player of the year,
humor me for a second. If TJ Watt had just a brutal game and JJ's got to talk about it somehow and he's coming off of a string, now this is not going to happen, but TJ Watt goes 4 games in a row without a sack and is like, we're talking on it on the air. He's not making an impact. What the hell is going on? You really think JJ, I know it's his family, you really think he'll say a critical word?
I got to be honest with you. I think he should, and I think he might.
Man,
because
don't
in those situations,
or do you think he would think it looks bad if I don't? Like,
it's
just so obvious.
You've already talked to your brother. You can. Hey, if your brother has a good reason for why he's not playing well, you can go on the air and say it. But I think if my brother were struggling, I would want to be the first one to say, "Hey, he sucks right now."
What would Cowher say to get T.J. Watt on track? They should run the ball. I think they've got to run the
Cowher
ball to help T.J. Watt.
Quite a living, basically saying you got to run the football on every CBS. Today, and every NFL Today is the same.
I remember a specific game.
We got to run the football. You got to run the football.
I recall a specific game where it was the halftime hit, and the team is down 24-3. And I swear to God, Cowher goes, you know, I think they can't abandon the run. And I think Boomer wanted to like reach over and strangle him and say, no, abandoning the run is in fact exactly what this team should be doing.
So, Donnie, what's going to happen with Jason Kelce? Is he going to get on one of these shows?
I'm sure he'll find a way in.
Does
somewhere.
He even want to? Like,
I think he does, dude. I think he wants to do media for sure.
Yeah, it'll be up to him.
I think Jason Kelce wants to probably do the New Heights until his brother retires, and then why wouldn't they just, like, are they with Omaha? Is that through anyone? Are they, like, what is that New Heights affiliated with? Because I would think they just want
to
get in with, like, Peyton
some
or somebody else's, like, production company and be under that umbrella. We agree Travis is going to retire at the end of this deal he got, this extension, right?
Yeah, two years.
More years. I think Jason just waits that out, and then those guys say, we're do the podcast the whole time that he's still playing, and then it's highest bidder time, and there will be bidders.